You there?
Blog Talk Boom. Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is Pastor Chris Willingham with Crimson Lion Ministries, Atlanta. Thank you so much for dialing in tonight. Man, we've got what we believe is a very exciting show for you tonight, a strong message, a message that you won't hear in many other places that needs to be heard all around the world. One of the things that you'll find out about us is that we're going to be transparent, and sometimes we're going to say things that aren't popular, but I promise you that they will always line up with Scripture. We'll always tell you the truth, and that's what always comes first, the truth. But just like we do every night on Hip Hop National Radio, let's open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this platform. Father, we ask right now that your Holy Spirit would just show out tonight, that you would speak through me, that you would have me be obedient to your word, obedient to your truth, that hearts would be touched, that minds would be transformed. Father, we praise you and we thank you, and we thank you that, for all that you're doing in our communities, in our families, and in our nation. We ask all this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Well, again, thank you again for dialing in tonight. For those who have not been on the line before with us, this is our second Sunday. We're kind of new. But again, we couldn't be more excited about this strategic partnership between Crimson Lion Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Had a whole lot of really powerful conversations behind the scenes of what we believe this is going to be, of how God is going to use this platform to reach a community that isn't reached out to a whole lot. I know that the powers that be at Hip Hop National, their passion is music. Their passion is to provide a platform for new artists who are passionate about their art, to get that content uploaded on a platform where you can be heard. And we're always encouraging new and upcoming gospel artists to do the same thing, and we believe that that God is going to move through that. A little background on Crimson Lion Ministries and what we're doing here in Atlanta. Our primary objective and our primary project is something called the Jericho Initiative. The Jericho Initiative, for lack of a better term, a word, we call it love in action. We're all about serving. We're all about reaching out to our community. What we do is every Saturday morning, as close to sunrise as we can, we meet at the base of Stone Mountain. Here very soon, we're going to start climbing Stone Mountain, and we believe that we're going to have 1,000 people on that mountain praying for our city, praying for our families, praying for the healing of our nation, praying to break down strongholds and walls, anything from addiction to homelessness, to broken families, you name it, that's what we're praying for. And we believe with everything in us that God is going to honor that because we're living sacrificially. We've reached a time that it's time to get outside the four walls of the church and start living our faith and showing our faith so people aren't looking around saying, "Where's your God? Show me your God." Well, our primary objectives are, number one, the kingdom of God now, the righteousness of God now, and the image of Christ now. Those are the three mandates that we live by. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to start a series. Our series is The Keys to the Kingdom. This is going to be a journey, and I'm asking everyone within the sound of my voice to take this journey with us. Because it will change your life. It will change the way you see yourself. It will change the way you see God. It will change the way you see your future. It will help you see the destiny in front of you in a whole different way than you ever have. We're going to cover all of the principles of the kingdom. Because let me say this, that our God is not a God of chaos. He is not a God of confusion. And there's too many people out there running around who are confused about their faith. They don't know what to believe. They've been told so many different things. And we believe that through this series that we're starting tonight, The Keys to the Kingdom, we're going to lay that foundation tonight, and each week we're going to build on that foundation, from relationships to money, anything you can possibly think of. We're going to touch on what the Bible says, what God's Word says about those issues. And we're going to take this journey together and get all of us lined up with those principles, and then we're going to sit back and watch what happens. So with that said, welcome. We're excited about tonight. We're excited about the message. We're excited about the future with the partnership with Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Just been an amazing ride so far, and looking forward to a lot more time to come and some amazing things. So with that, we're going to take a break for some music, a little praise. So turn your volume up on your phone loud, turn your computer up loud. And the one thing you got to know, that God cannot resist praise. He loves praise. So that's what we're going to get right now. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio with Crimson Line Ministries.
So I Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come into this place where I am. Thank you, Lord. And begin with me.
If you're ready to promote your record, hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. To include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio with Crimson Lion Ministries. I'm Pastor Chris Willingham, and I want to just go ahead and jump right into this. Here's the question. Here's the question. What was the original intent? What was God's big idea? What was the plan? See, that's what's been distorted over time. And I'm going to say some things tonight that might not be popular, but they're true. And I'll go ahead and say right now that if you have any questions, I'll make sure I give you my email address before this is all said and done. And please understand, I'm not here to offend. I'm here to preach and pass on the truth. The original intent, all the way from the beginning, it was always about a kingdom. Always about a kingdom. In the book of Genesis, when God created man, when God created Adam, the Bible says that he gave Adam dominion over his creation. Dominion. Well, what does that word mean? In Hebrew, in the language in which the Old Testament was written, that word means kingdom. That word means rulership, sovereign rule. So God created the heavens and the earth and everything in them and then gave man the keys to the kingdom. He gave him a kingdom to rule over. And then we know what happened. Adam sinned. Adam and Eve sinned. The apple, everybody knows the story. The kingdom was lost. The kingdom was lost. But then, and this is the key to all of this, and I've said this last week, I'll say it every week, that the biggest decision and the most important decision that you will ever make in your life is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because when God looked down and he saw history unfold, and he saw all the sin, he saw the original intent. See, all the sin and all the hatred and all the wars and all the death and disease, that wasn't the plan. But what he did give man was free will. He gave him a brain, and he gave him the ability to make his own decisions, and he did. So that wasn't in the plan, but it was considered. It was considered that it might happen. So what did God do? The ultimate sacrifice. I'm going to fix this. But the only way he knew to fix it was through the ultimate sacrifice, the blood of the Lamb, sending his son to die for us. So let's pick up. Jesus was speaking to his disciples in Luke 16:16, and he said, the law and the prophets were before John the Baptist. And since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it. Before John the Baptist was the law and prophets. So what he's saying is, up until this time, there was Moses, who represents the law. The first five books, and we're going to teach a little bit. So if you have something to write with, write this stuff down. This is very important. The first five books of the Bible, I don't expect you to remember this, is called the Pentateuch. Those are the first five books of the Bible. It is about the law. So when we think about the law, we think about the Ten Commandments, and we think about Moses. So Moses represents the law. From Joshua to Malachi, it's the prophets. So when we're breaking the Old Testament down, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the first five books of the Bible, which is the law. We're looking at the rest of the books of the Old Testament, and that's the prophets. What were the prophets telling us? Everything that the prophets taught and prophesied about was about the coming of a king, the coming of a kingdom, the coming of a Messiah, the coming of the one that's going to save us from all this mess. That's what it's about. It was all about Jesus. The blood of Jesus goes from Genesis all the way to Revelation. You can find it in every book of the Bible. Everyone. It was always about Jesus. So we can take the Old Testament and we can read and we can hear all the stories and we can hear about Noah's Ark and Jonah and the whale and the big fish, and we can see these battles take place and these great kings. You know, we can see David and Solomon and Saul, and we can hear all these stories. But ultimately, what it's laying out is laying out what's about to come. So here's Jesus talking to his disciples, and what he's saying, he's starting to draw a line. He's saying the law and the prophets were before John, but since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it. Now, we read in Matthew 17, and this is usually referred to as the transfiguration of Jesus. But I'm gonna try to paint a different picture. It was the transfiguration of Jesus, but it was also some transferring going on. So let me pick this up. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And while he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly came a voice out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." I'm going to say that again. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise and do not be afraid." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. What just happened? First, you have to understand a little bit about Peter. Peter had some issues. If you look at the life of Peter, Peter had some issues. He had some of that old religious stuff in him from the Pharisees and those folks. So what was Peter's first reaction? He's watching this unfold. He takes Peter, James, and John. He takes them up to the mountain, and all of a sudden, Moses and Elijah show up. So like I said before, Moses represents the law. Elijah, who was the rock star prophet, he represents the prophets. And they were so impressed. You have to figure they're the disciples of Jesus, and they've walked with him. He's taught them all of these things. And now all of a sudden they're standing on a mountain and Moses and Elijah are standing there? So what did Peter do? He did what all the religious folk like to do. He wanted to build walls around them. Let's build a tabernacle for Moses. Let's build a tabernacle for Elijah. Let's build a tabernacle for you, Jesus. And let's put you in those boxes. And when God heard that, God showed up, didn't he? God said, "No. Hear him. Listen to what he has to tell you." They were afraid. They fell on their face. They got back up. Jesus said it's going to be okay. They got back up and up their eyes, and Moses and Elijah are gone. The old ways of doing things are gone. The kingdom is here. The Messiah is here. The King has arrived. Now, we look at Matthew 4:17, and Jesus begins to preach. So we've got the law and the prophets up until John the Baptist, and John was even saying, he was telling everybody about what was to come. He was telling them about a man that he's even unworthy to even loosen his sandals. He's coming. So he kind of fell in line with the prophets. And he's also starting to teach a message of repent, for the kingdom of God is coming. And then Jesus shows up. Jesus in Matthew 4:17 says, "From that time Jesus began to preach and say, 'Repent, for the kingdom has arrived. The kingdom has arrived. So we go all the way back to Genesis, it was about a kingdom. All the way through the Old Testament, it was about kingdoms. If we look at King David, that was the model. If you read about David, you will see how the kingdom was set up. God said, David was a man after my own heart. And now the kingdom has arrived. The ultimate sacrifice has been given. He's come to earth in the form of a man, and he's saying, I'm here. I came to usher in a kingdom. I came to create sons. I came to bring you all into fellowship and to teach you how to live in a kingdom, in God's kingdom. We look at Hebrews 12:2, and it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The author and finisher. Moses was not the author and finisher of our faith. Elijah was not the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. If you tuned in last week, we talked about an identity crisis, that we don't know who we are in Christ. We don't know. We have to look at ourselves like God sees us, not how the world sees us, not how we see ourselves in the world. But there's a verse, and this is a verse that it's probably my favorite verse in the Bible, Romans 12:2, and it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not be conformed to this world. Why is that so important? Is that saying that I'm supposed to stay locked in a closet somewhere doing nothing but praying to God all day long? No. That's saying don't let the world get a hold of you. Don't let, from the time you wake up in the morning, we see over 5,000 advertisements for stuff before we go to bed at night. The television, the radio. And that's why it's so important. So important what the guys at Hip Hop National Radio are doing. They're trying their best to clean things up, do things the right way. They are operating in righteousness. They're providing a platform for artists to put out a positive message. Monday through Saturday, are the songs all about Jesus? No. But they want it to be positive. They want the artists to speak positively into the communities and into the families and into our nation. That's what they're striving for, and that is operating in righteousness. And that's what we're hoping to do here, is that kingdom message. When you start to see the kingdom message being preached to all nations, you know something's about to go down. That's what the Bible tells me. I didn't make it up. See, we're under the impression that when everybody in the world knows about Jesus, whenever you can walk up and say, hey, do you know Jesus? No, it doesn't say that. It says the kingdom. The kingdom is what we have to understand. We have to understand that we can experience heavenly kingdom realities here on earth. Because just like the prayer says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have the ability to live out those realities here on earth. Please hear me. We have the ability to experience kingdom realities just like in heaven here on earth. Whether it be concerning our relationships, whether it be concerning finances, no matter what the issues, the answers are all in the principles of the kingdom. God is never, ever a God of chaos. He is a God of order. He put things in order and said, live this way, do it this way, and watch what happens. And we have such a sense of urgency here at Crimson Lion Ministries to get this message out, saying that the pain can stop, the poverty can stop, the hatred can stop. But the only way it can stop is through the message of the kingdom. the kingdom message that lets us know who we are in Christ and what he expects of us. So when we go back to Romans 12:2, and it said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. And here's a challenge that I'm putting out to everyone within the sound of my voice. Please hear me now and share this with everybody that you know. I'm putting out a challenge. But first, let me paint a picture for you. When we hear the word transform, it's important to understand what that word was in the Greek language, and that was the New Testament was written in Greek. That word is metamorpho. That's where we get our word metamorphosis. Well, in eighth grade science or seventh grade science or whatever, we learn what we hear the word metamorphosis, and most of us think about a caterpillar. We think about a caterpillar going into a cocoon and staying there for a period of time. And during that time in the cocoon, everything about that creature changes. A metamorphosis takes place. But what had to happen? That caterpillar had to go into a cocoon, wrap itself up where there was no influence from outside elements. Nothing could get in, so that during that time, all of that change could take place. So that's the challenge that I'm putting out to everybody tonight. And we're going to help you do that. Our job is not to just come on once a week and preach to you. Our job is to help disciple you, to teach you, and to do whatever we can to help you through a process that if you can take 1 year, 1 year, lock yourself away. That doesn't mean don't go to work. That doesn't mean don't go out with your friends. That means take 1 year and say, God, I'm going to dedicate 1 year of my life of making you the most important thing in my life. I'm going to spend time with you daily on my knees. I'm going to repent of my sins. I'm going to ask you to come in and clean up anything left in me that I can't see that needs to be gone. Getting rid of those old mindsets. Those old patterns that have developed over time. He will clean that up if you ask him. And I promise you, let me say this. If somebody that you trusted more than anybody in the world walked up and handed you a piece of paper with 10 tasks on that piece of paper and said, if you will do all 10 of these tasks every single day for 1 year, at the end of that 1 year, I will walk up and hand you a check for $10 million. Some of those tasks might be painful. Sometimes some of those tasks might require separating yourself from people who aren't a good influence on you, who are pulling you in a direction that you don't want to be pulled in. But I guarantee you, some of those tasks might involve getting up at 3 a.m., they might involve going to bed at 1 a.m. and getting back up at 3 a.m. But I guarantee you, you're going to do all 10 of those tasks, and you're going to do them every single day because you know what's waiting on you at the end of the road. The Bible says that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So what I'm here to tell you is that the reward for you taking 1 year of your life and making Jesus Christ the most important thing in your life, doing what needs to be done, connecting yourself with ministries that will speak truth into your life. And I'll say this again, whoever has your ear has your future, so you better be very careful of who you allow to speak into your life. And I'm going to touch on that in a minute. I guarantee you that at the end of that 1 year, things may not be perfect, but you will be transformed. A metamorphosis will take place. You will see things differently. You will think about things differently. And you will start to step into the destiny that God had planned before you, before you ever cried when you came out of your mother's womb. This I know for a fact. Now, what I'm going to say is now is may not be popular, but like I said before, it's the truth. The Bible says that there was to be no division amongst us. no division. See, people started fighting pretty early on about what they believed to be the way to live a godly life or to worship God or whatever, and time started to pass, and one person said that, you know, women shouldn't wear pants, and you know, it just went on, and the other person said, no, you can't play that music, and this guy said, no, you need to sit still in church and put your hands in your lap and don't move, and the next person said, no, you need to be jumping around sweating and throwing your shoes up against the wall. It all started to change because everybody started to develop opinions about the way things should be. There never was supposed to be any division. But now look at our nation. And I'm going to speak very bluntly here. Our nation is more divided than it has ever been. It is divided religiously. It is divided denominationally. It is divided racially. This is a nation that there's no more honor. We live in a culture of dishonor. No honor, no respect. There's no value to human life. We're surrounded by violence and hatred and language and perversion all day, every day. We have Baptist. We have Methodist. We have Presbyterian. We have Lutheran. We have Seventh-day Adventist. We have Catholics. And we have tons and tons and tons and tons more. Well, here's my question. Hold on to your hats for this one. Show me in the Bible. Show me. Show me your denominational, religious, man-made nonsense in my Bible. Show it to me in your Bible. It is man's desire for power. It is man's desire to be right. So when's it going to be about my brother? When's it going to be about me laying my life down for my brothers and sisters? When's it going to be about me sacrificing my life, sacrificing my money, sacrificing everything that I have for the welfare and for the love of my neighbor? Oh, it's starting. It's starting now. There are people who are doing this all over the world. There's a ministry in Mozambique called Iris Ministries. A little 5'2", blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman who decided that she would put her life in danger and stepped off the plane, and within 2 hours of being off the plane had a gun put to her head. And now, many years later, she puts her arm around that same person who put that gun to her head, and she laughs and said, yeah, the first day I was here, he tried to kill me. Isn't that great? And 3,000, over 3,000 African children call her mama when they tell her that there's a war-torn area where people are dying by the thousands. She says, let's go there. They tell her she's crazy, but she says, let's go there. So if you want to know what we're doing through Crimson Line Ministries and through the Jericho Initiative, you show us the broken. You show us the hungry. You show us the needy. You show us the lost. Let's go there. And there's just as much pain and suffering and hurt feelings and broken marriages and rampant willingful sin and people who need the message of Christ and need the message of the kingdom, who need to understand that their past can be wiped away. There's just as much of that or more right here in America as anywhere else in the world. If you're called to go to a third world country to be a missionary, God bless you. I would never tell anybody to deny that call. But in my world, in Atlanta, Georgia, I can walk out my back door every single day, and see the pain and the hurt. So I'm asking you again, go on this journey with me. Take this journey with us. Find out, now that you've been introduced to the kingdom, now that you've been introduced to the original intent, what was the plan here? It was about a king, his kingdom, and his royal children. A king, his kingdom, and his royal children. That's all it's about. You have to know who you are. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Repent of your sins. Invite him into your heart. And you just became a son. That's not gender specific. That's position. Sons and daughters. You just became a son of the King. And when you're a son of the King, you have rights. You have an inheritance. And together, we're going to find out what that inheritance is. I'm going to show you what's in you. The kingdom is in you. As a born-again believer with Jesus Christ living, the Holy Spirit living inside of you, you have the kingdom in you. And each and every one of us can let that kingdom come out every single day and share that with the world. Because make no mistake, we're all called to ministry, all of us. We're all called to the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile everything back to the Father. Everything. That is our mandate. And that's why we work so closely, especially with Feed the Homeless Tour here in Atlanta. Because that is the one ministry that I can look at and say they sacrificially lay down their lives every day for their brothers and sisters. Every day. So I encourage you, hook up with us on Facebook, Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. If you need to email me with any questions, if you want to talk to me personally, I will call you anytime during the day or night. I don't care what time it is. But if you're confused, if you're wondering what the truth is, contact us. Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta on Facebook, or you can reach me by email, crimsonlineatlanta@gmail.com, crimsonlineatlanta@gmail.com. Just send me an email, and I will contact you. Give me your phone number. I'll respond by email. But the journey starts tonight. The journey starts here. This will change your life. And we will guide you every step of the way. Every step of the way, we will guide you through this. But you are brought here at this moment in time for a reason. Because this whole thing doesn't make any sense from a worldly perspective. But man, it makes sense from a kingdom perspective. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back to take some questions. Anybody has any questions, comments, we'll be glad to answer those. Going to have a little discussion after this. But first, we're going to go to one more song, and this will be G-Squad, I Pray. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio with Crimson Line Ministries.
This is a TV. Oh, why I pray every day that I be forgiven for everything I said and everything I did. How can I turn my back on God after all he done? I know I should have been dead, but God let me live. And every day that I wake, I'm praying up to him. Black clouds in the air, I can sense death. Riding around with the devil, a big piece of metal. Got to get it off my mind, the devil's too clever. I got to get it off my mind, the devil's too clever. I got my hands to the sky, reaching for the Lord. I need your helping hand, Lord, help me out.
Professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio with Crimson Lion Ministries. Well, now we're at that time in the show where we're going to take some callers, some questions. some discussion, a little bit of discussion. So I'm going to open up the lines right now, and let's see who we have on the line.
All right, Pastor Chris. This is Poetic.
Yeah, I was nervous there for a minute. I said, we can't have 10 minutes of silence.
We couldn't do that. I do have some questions. I know in the beginning you stated where that verse was coming from. You said Matthew 17, but I didn't get a chance to get what verse you were speaking from. So if you could you rehash that for us and for the audience?
Matthew 17, and that's verse 3 down to the rest of the chapter. It explains that whole experience on the mountain with Jesus and Peter, James, and John, and when Jesus was transfigured, and that transference took place from that old covenant, the Old Testament, the law and the prophets, and ushered in the reign of Jesus as the king, and ushering in that kingdom. Matthew 17:3 and on through chapter 17.
And you also said that was to highlight the first five books. In the first five books, God highlights the intent, his intent for the king. Is that what you said? I just want to make sure.
That's not what I said. Okay. When Jesus was talking to his disciples in Luke 16, he was telling them that up until John the Baptist, the law and the prophets have been preached. That's what you've heard up until John the Baptist. Now, from John on, since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached. It's all about the kingdom after John. And so that was that turning point on the mountain. That turning point where the old, when they stood up and those eyes were opened and Moses and Elijah were gone, and God came down and told them, listen to him, hear him. It's all about him now. So the first five books, that represents the law. And then everything after that, Joshua to Malachi, that represents the prophets. So that's what I was talking about with that.
Okay, thank you. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm no Bible scholar, as everyone can tell. I'm actually a student, learning everything I can and soaking it all in. So I may ask some questions that sounds a little elementary, but that's why I understand it. So also, you were saying it's the Pentateuch.
Yeah, you're gonna take me into the deep stuff. Pentateuch means five. That's all that means. That's the first five books of the Bible. That's all that means.
Okay. Awesome. I'm just following you, and I'm gonna tell you something. You really enticed me. It kind of pulled me in a little bit when you were saying if somebody gave me $10 million, what would I do to transform and change things around? You'll be so surprised, not only me, that most and average man will fall into that temptation and do everything they could to change. But why not for God? And I totally agree with where you're coming from with that. At least that's the point that I've taken from it.
That's it. Really, that's where faith comes in, right? Where faith, because, when we look at the Bible and we look at that and we discuss this about the Bible, and please don't take this the wrong way, but the Bible is literally, it's a contract. It is a contract between me, you, and God. And anytime you have a contract, there's terms. There's terms of the contract, and basically we have a God who has never not lived up to his end of the bargain. Never. But the problem is we don't live up to ours. And if we will ever line ourselves up to where we're living up to those principles and those laws of the kingdom, Man, oh, man, you can forget the $10 million, and I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about waking up every day with a joy in your heart, with a contentment in your heart that no money could ever replace. And do I believe that God does not give us a spirit of poverty. He does not give us a spirit of fear. So, is there anything wrong with having money? No. But that can't be the primary driver of everything in us, including going to church and letting pastors tell us every single week that it's coming. It's coming tomorrow. But that windfall, that money, no. Don't give me that first. Give me the deal. Give me the faith. Give me the belief. Give me all of those intangibles. Give me those things where I can be closer to you and hear from you first. And then I'll be happy to take the blessings that you give me financially and bless others with that. It's got to be first things first.
Awesome. I thank you for, as far as me, for me, you have given me the answers that I've inquired about. Let's see if we can engage some of our listeners. If you guys do have a question for Pastor Chris Willingham about tonight's topic, tonight's sermon, Keys to the Kingdom, this is the part one episode. Just raise your hand. You can simply call in at 213-559-2995. Again, it's 213-559-2995. Press the number 1. That'll allow us to know. It'll highlight your number and bring it to the top of all the numbers and let us know that you want to, you may have a question or a comment. So you can do that. Do so now. I do have one hand up, but I don't know if it's by mistake or not. So I'm gonna open up. I'm gonna open up your line and give you a chance. 678-252. That's the. I'm not gonna call your last four digits. 678-252. State your name. Where you're calling in from. Okay. I'm gonna tell you guys. Community, all music community, actually, anybody send in music now. Our upload system is to be up and running at show.com there to maximize your exposure and send music into our program. Okay? You listen to our national radio. Back to you, Twitter now. You can close out in prayer if you like to. Pastor.
Absolutely. Let me just say one more thing. I want to make this very clear that we are not at all criticizing churches. What we're looking for is all the churches to come together, to put down those differences, to come together, pray together, serve together. That's what we're looking for. So with that said, Father, we thank you so much for tonight. We believe, we pray and believe and know that this word, your word never returns unto you void. When you begin a good work, you're always faithful to complete it. And we believe in our hearts, we know that you've begun a good work. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you as we go into this week. Father, continue to bless us. Have us all walk in favor. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And
amen.
We'll see you next
time. Amen. See you tomorrow.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop National.